our biggest trading partner and a really close neighbour. I didn't realise just how much trade and business we did with China. So I think it's really important to be able to have a better understanding. And they are just so different to us. So many things that they do are really different to the way we live. So many of them know English, but we don't know, Mandarin or Cantonese.
Can you tell me some of the things that you did over there?
We did lots of cultural visits. So we went to the Forbidden City, Summer Palace, Tiananmen Square, Great Wall of China. We went to the Australian Embassy. We also had, on most days, we had some sort of dialogue, so presentations or discussions with students and professors over there.
What was the difference between universities over in China and here?
Well, they go to uni 7 days a week. So unlike what we know, they spend a lot more time at university. With the area that I'm studying, community development and health promotion, there isn't as many people studying that. It's more sort of like finance and politics that they're studying. They would be at uni for 8 hours a day and then go home and study, whereas we would be at uni a couple of hours and then possibly study. The thing that will stay with me the most, even with the professors, their culture isn't about maybe questioning and analysing and criticising, whereas we're taught, like in essays, that's what we're taught to do. We would ask lots of questions and go, oh, but what about this? What about that? They don't do that.
Would you recommend the scholarship to other students?
Definitely, 100%, particularly regional students. I was the only regional student to go, so I think it would be fantastic to get more Wurundjeri and more regional students to be going.
And lastly, where do you see the future heading for Australian-Chinese relationships?
We've had an interesting 40 years. I think we're quite lucky, though, with our relationship with China compared to other countries, but I think it will further strengthen. I know in some white papers that have come out, the government has said we will have more commitments, so in terms of students learning Chinese, which I think would be really important to have more exchanges happening more often in lots of different realms and businesses and ways would be really good.